Kathav Korah will come from the Sefer of Shemot, chapter 22. If a ish shall ganav a shor, or a se, and tavak it, or makard it, he shall shalom hamesh bakard for a shor, and arvah son for a son. If a ganav be matzah makteret, and be nakah that he moot, there shall hayin dam be shed for him. If the shemesh be zerah upon him, there shall be dam shed for him. If he should shalom, if he have hayin, then he shall be makard for his geneva. If the geneva be certainly matzah in his yad hayah, whether it be shor or hamor or se, he shall shalom shanayim. If a ish shall cause a sadeh or a kerim to be ba'ar, and shall shalah his behemah, and shall ba'ar in achir sadeh, of the metav of his own sadeh, and of the metav of his own kerim, shall he shalom. If aish yatzah and matzah in coats, so that the gadish or the kamah or the sadeh be a call therewith, he that ba'ar the aish shall surely shalom. If a ish shall nathan unto his re'ah kesef, or keli to shamar, and it be makard out of the ish by it, if the ganav be matzah, let him shalom shanayim. If the ganav be not matzah, then the ba'al of the bayit shall be karav unto the Elohim, to ra'ah, whether he have shalah his yad, unto his re'ah melakah. For kol dava of pesha, whether it be for shor, for hamor, for son, for salma, or for any dava of avedah, which another amar to be his, the dava of shanayim parties shall bo panim the Elohim, and whom the Elohim shall rasha, he shall shalom shanayim unto his re'ah. If a ish nathan unto his re'ah a hamor, or a shor, or a se, or any behemah to shamar, and it moot, or be shavar, or shavah, lo ish ra'ah it, then shall a shavuah of Yahuwah be bane them shanayim, that he has not shalah his yad unto his re'ah melakah, and the ba'al of it shall lakah thereof, and he shall not shalom. And if it be makard from him, he shall shalom unto the ba'al thereof. If it be taraf, then let him bow it for haid, and he shall not shalom that which was terafah. And if a ish sha'al of his re'ah, and it be shavar or moot, the ba'al thereof being not with it, he shall surely shalom. But if the ba'al thereof be with it, he shall not shalom. If it be a sakir thing, it bow for his shakar. And if a ish patha a betula that is not aras, and shakav with her, he shall surely mahard her to be his isha. If her av utterly ma'ain to nathan her unto him, he shall shakav kesef according to the mohard of the betula. Thou shalt not suffer a kashaf to hayah. Whosoever shakav with a behemah shall surely be put to moot. He that zabak unto any Elohim, bilti unto Yahuwah only, he shall be utterly haram. Thou shalt neither yana a ger nor lahatz him, for ye were gered in the Eretz of Mitzrayim. Ye shall not hana any almanah or yatom. If thou hana them in any wise, and they sa'ak at call unto me, I will surely shema their sa'akah. And my af shall wax harah, and I will nakah you with the herev. And your isha shall be almanah, and your bane yatom. If thou levah kesef to any of my ham that is hani by thee, thou shalt not be to him as a nashah. Lo shalt thou sum him neshik. If thou at call lakah thy re'ah salma, to Havil, thou shalt shew it unto him by that the Shemesh bow. For it is his kesut only, it is his salmah for his or, wherein shall he shakav. And it shahayah, when he sa'ak unto me, I will shema, for I am Hanun. Thou shalt not kalal the Elohim, nor arar the Nasi of thy ham. Thou shalt not ahar to offer the first meleah of thy dama, the behord of thy bane shalt thou nathan unto me. Likewise shalt thou asah with thine sword, and with thy se, sheva yom it shall be with his aim. On the shemini yom thou shalt nathan it me. And ye shall be kodesh enosh unto me. Lo shall ye call any basar that is taraf in the sadeh. Ye shall shalak it to the Caliph. The Devar of Yahuwah is Barak.